Welcome to Gamers with Coffee. This is Greg again. I got some exciting news for you guys who are Warhammer 40K fans. Some of you may recognize the name that I'm going to bring up here, because what we're doing is we're looking at Games Workshop's website. For those of you on the podcast, you're not going to be able to see, but the character they would like to do a TV show about is Eisenhorn. Now, This is pretty big, I mean, especially in terms of what's going on, because Games Workshop has done quite a bit to try to bring up the Warhammer, well, just to make an awareness, let's put it that way. So here you go. You can see, if you watch the video on the YouTube channel there, for those of you listening on the podcast, you'll see a picture here of the star of the show. And so they're going to, right now it's in development. He is an Inquisitor, and it's going to be, it says, headed up by Big Light Productions, so they have made some good shows. Do know that it looks like people who are in with the Man in High Castle, an Amazon show, which I've seen is actually pretty good. So this is going to be more or less like that. It's going to be about him. So right now, again, it's in development, and they got a little diagram here of their what's happening with it. So basically, it's showing you everybody gets on board. They've got the idea. They get into characters, the outline, the concept art, then the screenwriting, and boom, into making it and in production. So this character, Eisenhorn, he has been really explored a lot over the years, and they've got some quotes here from Arthur Dan Abnett. He has written a bunch of novels on this particular character, and so I'm going to quote you something off of Games Workshop website. The credit goes to them, and this is a quote from the person that writes stories about this character. He says, quote, Gregor Eisenhorn is a relentless force in the dark future of the Warhammer universe. Now, he is a destroyer of Damians, a purger of heretics, implacable, powerful, dedicated. But the appeal to me, he said, from the moment I started writing him, was his complexity. He's not a simple, ruthless hero that he appears to be. His battle with the warp leads him into dark places, forces him to question his own duty, his understanding of the Imperium, and his own identity. With Eisenhorn, it's not just the adventures that they are certainly vivid, but it's the journey he takes to the limits of what he is and what it means to be loyal. Now, that's a quote from the gentleman that writes the novels on him. And, I mean, this just looks like it's going to be really big. I mean, he's not, the character isn't one of the, you know, big armored up space clad Marines, you know, that's fighting in the 41st millennium. He's more of a, like an agent, like a roaming agent of the Emperor of Mankind. He does go about hunting down alien influences and all over. He's kind of an, I guess to me, would be like someone who enforces a lot of that. So this is going to be a pretty good deal, I'm betting. And I mean, I like 40K, the lore out there. There's a lot of videos on it, a lot of things. But if you go to the website here, it shows you just pretty much what they're doing here. The series development says being led by Frank Sponsis, and he is the one I was talking about as the Man in the High Castle in the X-Files, if you haven't heard of that. So he's pretty delighted. Here's what he had to say as a quote for being involved. He says, quote, we're delighted to collaborate with Games Workshop to develop the beloved visionary world of Warhammer 40,000 into a TV series. So Warhammer 40,000 is steeped in rich and complex lore with a myriad of traditions and stories that have accumulated over time in this thrilling and complex world, making it one of the most exciting properties to adapt for television audiences and the franchise's loyal global fan base. He goes on to say, quote, there is nothing else like it on television. We're incredibly excited to tap our own experience, creating imaginative, complex, and compelling worlds to bring this incredible saga to the screen. So that's from Frank Spotsnitz. He is very excited about this. And So am I, but I mean, this is there's a lot to 40K, so I think people are gonna have to understand it's more or less gonna be on this story for this particular character. So, you could stay updated, check with their website. If you're not familiar with the novels, like they say there, it'd be a good time to catch up. That way, you can kind of prep yourself. They're saying for the future moments where you can go, yeah, I knew about that before it came out. So we'll keep you advised. Here's a picture of the character. So you can pick these characters up. But Games Workshop, they're pretty excited about it. I believe this will be pretty cool. Looking at this guy and looking at the lore surrounding him is going to be one of those interesting stories that I think is going to take off. Even to people who have never seen or heard of anything 40K, other than, oh, I've heard of it, but they don't know much. So just thought I'd pass that along. And that's pretty cool. We'll keep you updated when we find out, too. All right, you guys have a good day.